Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For years, we've been telling Carmen she needs to capitalize on the fact that she is Danica Patrick in the radio world, which means Carmen's out in, if you saw her in downtown St. Petersburg on a Saturday night, she's in the sea of beautiful girls. So you'd be like, oh yeah, she's kind of hot, but you don't really, you know, she's just a bunch of hot girls here. But if you see her in a radio environment where it's dominated by men, mostly older, balding, out of shape men, she's a 10.5 among this audience.
Even on air personalities, there's
even on air women personalities, right, is what you're saying. Yeah, you compare Carmen to the other dogs in radio.
Oh my God, don't
think about it, Carmen. Think about it all. Carmen, tell me all the women in this building that are on air that you're prettier than.
No, wait, no, you almost confused me.
What? All right, I'll name the women in radio in the market, in the market, and you tell me if you're better looking than they are. Okay, let's be honest. I'll tell you. I would tell you.
Okay, I don't know what a lot of them look like, though, because they are on radio.
Oh, I'll start with the ones you might know. Holly.
Oh, her body's banging, bro.
Okay.
I can't compete with that.
But if it was you and Holly, who's hotter?
This isn't compliment their best part.
Right.
I know, but I'm just saying her body is so banging that I think she wins that one.
Okay. Humble. I like that. You and Ann Kelly.
I mean, Ann Kelly probably was a very good-looking woman in her prime time.
Yeah, like Lincoln would have picked her over you when they were in high school together.
But I'm going to have to be honest. I'll go with me.
Okay. There you go. See, that's easy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You or Meredith from Wild.
Meredith.
Yeah, I gotta take that.
Yeah.
You or Veronica from QIK?
I'm not a big fan of short hair or brunettes. So
you're saying she looks like a butch lesbian?
No, I'm saying that I have a type.
Hold on, let me just text her. I just want to let her know you said that. I didn't say that.
My type, and I didn't say that either.
You said she looked like a butch lesbian. You said she had short hair. Wow. And wore mom jeans.
Still don't know how to play this game. Not girls you would sleep with.
I did not say that. Well, that's how I judge on attractiveness. Good. Okay, Galvin? So, if I would sleep with them, then they're better looking than me.
Right.
You know?
So, okay. So, is there anyone that you could think of off the top of your head that's better looking than you?
All of them.
I already said.
No, I got anybody else I'm leaving out.
Oh.
I don't know who else is left, to be honest with you.
Well, then that's on you.
Chad and Christy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Chad's way harder than you.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Danielle.
Yeah, she's... Yeah, Danielle.
You think so?
Yeah.
I would pick you over Danielle.
This is not going in her favor.
I know she's going to be depressed by the end of the show.
I know.
I think Danielle's adorable, but I would pick you over Danielle. What about you and Phoebe?
Phoebe has good style, but I'm going me.
Okay, so there you go.
What about Erica from the Bone
Daily Rewind show?
Or the BDRS now?
I mean, come on, guys.
such a strong vote of confidence? I don't know what she looks like, or else I'd...
I
do?
Yeah, you do, because I've showed you
a
picture.
Why are you showing me a picture of Cloverfield? That is not right.
That is rude.
That is not right.
Did not do that. That was what you
mean
said.
Mean is what that is, Carmen.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait.
Erica, not Erica.
thanks, Rob.
Look, Carmen's got her in her favorites. You know, she's been looking at her going, I'll kill you.
No, the only way I know how to get to her is from Jared's page, actually.
You know, it would be so great if you fought her and beat her up and then just took Jared and tongued him down in the middle of the ring. Oh, my God. That would just be great, though.
Yowza.
Yeah, look at you. Yeah, that's your prize for winning. Nice. You get to make out with Jared.
Jared's not so bad.
Yeah, but he's not he's not on her level. Let's be real.
I love that Jared talks like that guy from what's the show with Paul Rudd, the movie where he's trying to find the best man.
Oh yeah,
I love you, man.
I love you, man. Yeah. He talks. Jared talks like that little guy from the gym.
Yeah.
The reason why I was saying this is because Carmen is attractive, and in the world of radio, she's even more attractive. Kind of like Danica Patrick, I always used to say was like a 7, but you put her in NASCAR, she's like a 13.
Until we stood next
to her. Until we met her, and then we realized she's kind of like a 13.
Have you seen her yoga, though?
Yeah, I saw her yoga. Bro. I saw the commercial. I saw a lot of pictures of her, which she's been looking really hot lately.
Yeah.
And we always tell Carmen, you need to capitalize on what this business does and what your opportunities are, and you should be making like an Amazon wish list and all this other stuff.
And I had one, and no one bought me anything.
Because you didn't tell us. We didn't plug it enough. We didn't put it out there.
Yeah, I mean, we did. And actually, Galvin got me last year's Christmas present, wasn't it?
Off of the list?
Yeah, off of the list. He got me like everything. Not everything, but like
I wonder if you put a list up and if Spanish put a list up, who would get more stuff?
Spanish.
No way.
Well, Carmen, if you started bartering, listen to what Carmen did this week. Now, we had a guy come in here and suck Carmen's toes.
Right, yeah.
And it was like, it was creepy, but not that creepy. Like, the guy was really into it, and Carmen loved it. So it really, I thought I'd be way more creeped out.
Yeah, I will say, though, it was really weird. It was.
You loved it, though.
But, I mean, it's one of those things. Well, I like that getting done. Right. So, it was a give-take relationship.
So, today, Carmen's got new sneakers on. Tell everybody where you got the new sneakers from.
Well, no.
Oh.
I bought these sneakers myself. I said I'm on a sneaker kick, and I found these sneakers. Okay, so, like, there's this app called Poshmark. It's basically Plato's Closet.
This is going to be way longer in a story than you.
Listen! So it's Plato's Closet on steroids. So,
are you buying used sneakers now?
Yes.
Oh, gross.
No, but would you wear socks with them?
No, you don't. You can't wear other people's shoes.
They were worn like twice by a girl, okay? I'm okay. Anyway, I really like these ones, and I found a couple other pair that I really like that I bought. There's this one pair that I fell in love with, but they're like $200, and I'm not spending that much on a pair of sneakers. Mm-hmm. So this one guy started Snapchatting me. He does occasionally. He's like, send me a picture of your feet. That's all he wants is pictures of my feet.
And you send them back?
No. I mean, when I'm bored sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Listen. You have any idea what he looks like?
No. Snapchat is a huge ego booster. Like, if I'm feeling down or depressed or something, all I got to do is snap a little selfie, and then people are like, oh my God, you look so good today. I'm like, thank you.
Oh, I'm going to remember to crush your ego next time I see a selfie.
I hate you. I'm
like, you got a pimple? I think I see a pimple. All right, go ahead. So he snapped you want to see a picture of your feet.
Right. And then he was like, I would love to have a pair of your old tennis shoes, just randomly out of the blue one day. And I was like, oh, is that so? He's like, well, I would be willing to trade you a brand new pair of shoes for a pair of your old shoes. And I was like, well, actually, I have a pair in mind. So I sent him a picture, and he was like, if that's what you want, send me a pair of your shoes, and I'll get you those. And
so you send him your old shoes?
I haven't yet.
Oh.
I haven't.
I like the way you operate. You were like, why don't you send me the new ones first?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I was going to have them come here. I was going to like put them up front.
He doesn't want to come here and people know what a creepy is.
Well, that's on him. But I was going to like have them at the front desk and make sure Claudia does like the exchange and tell Claudia that if he doesn't give you a box of shoes, he doesn't get
money. Oh, so he still hasn't delivered yet?
Yeah, no.
Oh, I thought he shipped them to you.
No, we're still in the process of this. Like, I just sent him the pictures of the shoes that I want.
Right.
You know?
And now Claudia has to deal with
it. Yeah, right?
Jesus.
By the way, I'd be totally willing to let him come on air and do it if he's not afraid to do that.
By the way, I think you should meet him late night in like a parking lot or something so you can get your feet in the shoes. I'll just cut your feet off.
Well, what would you do if he came here and he was smoking hot?
Oh, man. What's up, bro? And you have a foot fetish?
Yeah, coming.
What are the odds?
Come and sniff these puppies.
Yeah, I'm all game.
What are the odds?
Yeah, very slim. But another one of my Snapchat people, I don't know what you call them. He's been sending me stuff here, and I got my third one today.
What did you get? What were the other two?
Well, they're the same. Not the exact same, but a little different versions of one another, but same.
Oh, my God.
What was that, a electric cactus?
Yeah. Jesus. Let me see that thing. No, I don't want to touch it. No, I'll swat it back at you if you throw it to me.
It's in a bag.
I don't care.
It's
I don't know.
Brand
I don't trust
new.
Any of it. The bag's probably been by somebody's butthole. I don't want to see
calm
it.
Calm it down. It's brand new.
That actually is from the same site that she's been using. It was used by a girl, but only twice.
Poshmark dildos?
Yeah.
That I would buy from.
Ew. Yeah. So this, it goes like this.
Carmen, I wonder. Okay, so you know we've been putting stuff on eBay for charity?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We got one of Carmen's old Hooters uniforms that we're putting up there next. A game-worn Hooters uniform.
It was my last day.
Yeah.
Last game.
So, well, Carmen, what if you took that electric cactus home?
No.
You didn't even hear what I said.
I know where
this is
going.
What if I was going to say go home, make spaghetti with it, and we'll sell this off? Okay, let
me
finish.
That's not what you're
gonna... What if you go home and use it once, and then we sell it?
No.
Game used.
If I was going to do that, I would do that myself and keep the money. I'm sorry, Carmen, not giving that money to charity.
If I go to buy,
I'm broke over here.
If I go to buy a game, a Major League Baseball to have autographed, like an official Major League Baseball, it's $20 for the baseball. Comes in a hard case and everything, right?
Right.
If that ball is used one time in a game for the New York Yankees, that ball will now cost me a minimum of $100. And if somebody hits it or does something to it, it could cost thousands of dollars.
Okay.
So for you to have a brand new in the package ladies vibrator-ish thing, and you go home, because I don't even know what it is. Galvin's right. It looks like an electric cactus.
That
thing has octopus arms on it. If you go home and use that, now it is game used.
Okay.
You can sell it on eBay.
I know. I can.
And, yeah, but see, the problem is if you sell it, you don't reach near the marketing audience that I do.
Excuse you.
No, I'm just saying. I'll try it. You want to try it? You want to get $300 for it? Fine. Yeah. I put it on here and I get $3,000 for it. And we give 50% of the money to charity, 50% to you.
No.
Oh, my God. That's kids with cancer.
I do.
Oh, no.
I don't hate kids with cancer. It's just I'm broke over here, okay? I'm keeping that money.
But kids with cancer are dying.
Listen,
Carmen, do you understand that, though? Do you want $300 or do you want
you
half?
You really think that's all I'm going to get for that? Whoa, if I do it myself?
Excuse me.
Do you think, you think you're going to make more than half of what we can get or no?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Enjoy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing it, though, so.
Do you know these people that would buy it? Because if they do they buy men's stuff also? Because I need.
Well, why don't you use it?
Yeah.
In the unholy place.
I'll give it to you,
see if anybody wants to. But you can find out someone in our gay audience to pick that up for you.
There's
you little
a spot
twink.
For it.
Oh, gross.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Almerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.